Helping Hand, HPR One Station statewide, also online at hawaiipublicradio.org each Friday afternoon. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Blueprint for Change, a nonprofit that, according to their website, works to improve the responsiveness of child welfare services here in the Aloha State. We're privileged to be learning more with our guest today here at HPR, Christina Simmons, Program Director for the Neighborhood Place of Kalihi, and also Executive Director of Blueprint for Change, Stephen Morse. Thank you, Christina and Stephen, for coming over here today. I appreciate you guys.
Mahalo, Dave, for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You're totally welcome. And Stephen, explain a little further the mission.
We are a master contractor for the Department of Human Services for the Neighborhood Place program statewide. We are based in communities where there have been high reports of child abuse and neglect. We're a prevention program. What we try and do is provide the families and parents in particular with support and strengthening services.
And when you say you're in these places, areas where they've shown to have high reports of child abuse, where are all these locations?
On Oahu, we have two full-fledged neighborhood place programs in Kalihi. We have one out in Waianae. We have a small satellite in Waimanalo. We have one right in the heart of Happy Valley on Maui, the neighborhood place of Wailuku. Two on the Big Island, Puna, and one in Kona. And then we have two on Kauai now, Nana's House, which is in Waimea. And we have Halehoʻomalu in Kapaʻa. We're voluntary. People can walk in. They don't need an appointment. They don't need a referral. We like to call ourselves a diversion program, that we try and keep our families out of the child welfare system, because once they get into it and are referred, it's a crapshoot in terms of keeping their children in the family.
Christina, who are the folks people in the community should think of?
Just regular families, you'd be surprised. People who want to learn parenting skills. Some of them are dealing with drug abuse issues. If we don't have the skill set, we really act to advocate and hook them up with some of our community neighbors. We have a men's support group workshop series once a week. There's a set curriculum. It's been used across the country many, many, many places. And it really asks the question about, what legacy do you want to leave for your children? What does that look like on the ground? And how do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of our children? How do we take care of our spouse or our partner? The people in the room tend to be from a variety of different ethnic groups, as well as socioeconomics. It's really good when it's a mixed group like that from different perspectives.
And these are men who are vulnerable to becoming abusive or have been abusive?
Some are and some aren't.
And are some ever placed in there as a result of an incident?
We have a few.
Try to help people to rethink how
what they're doing.
Yeah, and who they are, and inevitably trying to prevent any kind of abuse.
Yeah.
Stephen, there are likely people in the community that could help.
Funding for nonprofits is something that we're always chasing and always in need of. Grants and contributions, donations are our lifeblood. Our contract with the Department of Human Services provides us with just so much.
Right.
We're always looking for the public to donate funding to us. And in December, we'll start a campaign again called Aloha for Hawaii Charities.
How about volunteer opportunities?
The Neighborhood Place of Kalihi is a prime example of how volunteers have served them really well.
Two of our staff actually started as volunteers. We prefer a long-term commitment with our volunteers. And our family center has technology centers where we teach basic computer skills. And we work really closely with our economic development center, teaching in the technology area, especially to adults, which is very different than teaching kids.
Yeah.
If someone has a skill set that they would want to volunteer and help us teach, software, if people want to donate, because we're trying to teach what they're going to see when they go out into the workplace.
We emphasize the protective factor. The risk factors are pretty obvious. Substance abuse and unstable housing and homelessness is a huge risk factor.
Domestic violence,
health problems, low incomes. We try to just strengthen them by increasing the protective factors.
BlueprintForChange.org. 808-952-0488 to reach it at hawaiipublicradio.org. We have all their contact information and all the contact information for our other Helping Hand features. Christina Simmons, Program Director, Neighborhood Place of Kalihi. Stephen Morse, Executive Director of Blueprint for Change. Thank you both for coming down to HPR today and for what you do for all the people in need out there. I really appreciate it.
Mahalo, Dave.
Thank you so much for having us.